morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Bill Hooten.
Well, we are all here again with another Good to Grow. We've got some interesting topics to talk about. But first, we want to go through our little calendar of events like we usually do at the beginning of the show. The Farmers Markets will continue at Artovino's in Sunland Park, New Mexico, through the middle of October. So there's still a couple of more weeks left. But the Master Gardeners just gave their last garden talk earlier today. So if you missed it, then you missed some good talks. But the great thing about the Master Gardeners being at the Artovino's Farmers Market is you will still continue to have a presence there at the Farmers Market. And if people have any questions about their plants, why don't you just go ahead and bring in some plant samples, because plant identification is really crucial to figuring out what's wrong with your plants.
It really is. And this is a good time of the year because there's a lot of plants that are in transition. And so it's a good time to bring any problems in that you've seen in your garden.
And the Master Gardeners also have a lot of produce still available for sale. So what do you guys still have available?
I think we still have hot chilies. We have some long green chilies. We have bell peppers, eggplant, and it's the end of the tomato season. But we do still have, I think last week we picked about 80 pounds. So it's dwindling down. It'll be zero here by the end of October.
And you don't do any free roasting, right, like they do at the grocery stores?
No, we don't.
Do it yourself.
But we did have that talk, and we do teach people how to deal with the fried green tomatoes. And Jim Hastings does a couple of presentations during the year on how to cook some of this stuff. So he does
terrific.
A great job.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things about closing down your vegetable garden for the summer season is you do end up with a lot of green tomatoes that some folks just really don't know how to prepare those don't want to have to compost them. You can save them.
That's right, and enjoy them.
And have a nice side dish.
Well, there's another event that's happening here in just a few more weeks. It's a feed and seed program. It's kind of a seed share event happening up in Las Cruces at the Mountain View Market at 1300 El Paseo Road. It's happening Tuesday, October 23rd. You can learn how to save your seeds, and you're going to be taste testing a lot of heirloom fruits and vegetables. You'll learn how to save your seeds, including planting, selection, harvesting, cleaning, storage, etc. And if you already have a harvest from your previously used seeds, you can take them to a veggie show and tell. And there's also going to be a nice little potluck taking place as well. It's on October the 23rd at the Mountain View Market in Las Cruces. You can call us here at the station for more details, or you can also visit the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And we were speaking of farmers markets earlier. I don't want to neglect the one that's happening at the Mountain View Market Co-op on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I believe that continues also through the middle of October. And the farmers market that's happening at Mercado Mayapan is every Saturday and Sunday at 2101 Myrtle from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I believe that this weekend at Mercado Mayapan there is an event happening that's sort of like a farmer-to-chef event. A lot of local food talks, local farmers who are actually providing their food to local restaurants, trying to get that locavore movement sort of off the ground. So that should be an interesting event happening at Mercado Mayapan this weekend. So a lot of those events, again, you can get the information on ktep.org by going to the Good to Grow page. Well, we were mentioning earlier about plant selection and how important it is to know what kind of plant it is that you're dealing with when there are plant problems that arise. And Bill, you were saying before the show that the Master Gardeners have been getting mostly calls about why is my plant dying? And you really have to know whether you have an annual or a perennial. Annuals are plants that just live through one season. Perennials come back. And maybe there are some listeners out there who really don't know the difference. They expect their plant to come back after it's dead.
Right, exactly. And we're kind of tricky in El Paso, too, because sometimes we have such mild winters that sometimes our annuals end up acting like perennials because they don't die off completely. However, annuals are going to be your flowering plants, very showy, that are going to complete their life cycle in one season. That means that they're going to grow leaves, set flowers, and ultimately seeds. And that's what defines an annual. So that's what happens. You know, your plants can be in just natural decline because they've completed what their number one goal is, to set seeds to ensure for the next generation, as you talked about your seed shop. That is their goal. That's a goal for all the plants. However, perennials will actually come back year after year, which means depending if they're herbaceous perennials or they're woody perennials where they have more of a hard outer
They're tougher.
Tougher.
They're tougher stuff.
Yeah. They'll die back in the wintertime and then they'll sprout again. So it's just important to tell what exactly it is that you have. And if you have a windowsill full of nice annuals and they're just done, I mean, it's a great time to transition into fall flowers. And I know we were talking about what's available in our local nurseries right now.
Right. This is the time of the year where there are certain plants that like the cooler temperatures, daytime lower temperatures and nighttime lower temperatures also, and they thrive with the shorter days. But pansies and, again, one of my favorites is stock.
Dianthus.
Dianthus is another very popular one. And dianthus is a real fun plant because they've come out with numerous new varieties, color combinations, and you can get almost any color combination you want. You have to buy those from seed, but if you buy them in a plant that's been grown up a little bit, you're limited to whatever they've grown up. But still, there's quite a selection.
There's no reason not to have color all year round.
Exactly.
In your window boxes. So don't think just because the fall is approaching that you're done with all sorts of flowers or containers. It's a great time to really transition into that, as well as there's a lot of mums that are coming out in the big box stores as well, and that always provides a lot of fall color, and you can pretty much have those as long as you like. I usually, when I get those usually as gifts, I put them out into the garden after we're done in the pots and cut them back and plant them in a little small little area. But they do provide a lot of color, and they're very showy.
Yeah, I had a mum that lasted me almost 10 years.
Yeah.
it had kind of its ugly moments, but when it looked pretty, it looked really pretty.
Right.
And I think that's one thing that you're going to have to deal with if you do have a perennial, that it's going to have its times where it's just not really going to look so great. And you also need to know whether you have a perennial so that when it does die back, you just don't yank it out of the ground and think that it's over, and
right.
You think that every plant that dies needs to be replaced. There is a life cycle to these plants as well.
Exactly. And
what I've discovered is that you really have to kind of pay attention to when you plant these things. You might plant some annuals next to a perennial, and then this time of the year or in the middle of the winter, you've forgotten which one is which, so you just pull everything out. So
right.
if you draw a map and keep pretty good records, you can take advantage of those perennials. But I have a question for Denise. When you say perennial, are they good for 2 or 3 years, or are they good long term?
You know what? It actually depends. We have some plants that are identified as short-lived perennials, and those will live between 3 to 5 years. And, of course, every plant has its own life cycle, and they can be determinate amounts where you'll only get X number of years out of them. But really, if you're looking at a perennial plant, you're looking at 5 to 10 years, of course, with proper care and maintenance. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a long-term.
Like a lantana? Because they completely die back, but when they're healthy, they do last for a long, long time.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
15 or 20 years.
Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. And I think it's also important when you're talking about planting your garden to really think about all those evergreen spots that you can keep in your garden as well. Just because some plants are not as showy at certain times of the year, they do add color, and green is a color.
Right.
So is brown.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I like jasmine. Jasmine is showy for 3 or 4 times during the year.
And, right.
But there are times where it's not particularly attractive, but it does, it will last indefinitely.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and that's a sad thing, I think, about some perennials. You know, they only go into bloom just that one time out of the year, and that you really have to be ready for.
Right.
And then it just sort of dies back. I'm hoping a lot of people right now are seeing with the cooler temperatures that are starting to get at nighttime and during the day, that perhaps we're starting to see a spurt of growth in their yard. I'm actually starting to see new growth coming out on my Texas Mountain Laurel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My roses are starting to bloom again. And, the grass obviously isn't looking that great because that's starting to go into dormancy. But there's a bit of resurgence in people's gardens right now. So hopefully people, if they haven't already sort of thrown in the towel and said my gardening duties are done, I hope they'll take a walk around their yard or their gardens to
And remember
take a look.
That water is still important.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with 80 or 90 degree highs, there's still some demand on those plants for water. So, you might pull back on the period of time or the number of days, but they still need water regularly. Most plants do at this point.
Right. Well, Bill, you were saying when you had seen some of the product that a lot of nurseries and big box stores have in their nurseries, that you had also seen some winter vegetables available for sale. You know, there's some of us, I include myself, as the kind of aren't as adventurous enough to start things from seed. So these are already started for you.
We've talked a lot about seed in the past, and it is the most economical way to plant most items. But they do take special care, and they take constant care until they grow up, until you put them in the ground. But I saw broccoli and cauliflower and three or four different lettuces and chard. But there are quite a selection today available. And the big box stores, if you don't see it today, they may get a delivery in a day or so. They're constantly bringing in new product. And so go back periodically, and you'll generally find what you want.
And I think it's really easy to start a lot of the fall vegetables by seed. So there's a lot of things like lettuce and spinach, radishes that can be thrown into the garden with very minimal soil prep or anything, and to get them established. And like Bill said, broccoli and beets do better as transplants. So you will get better results if you do plant broccoli and beets from the little seedlings. But I mean, I think fall crops just have a lot more varieties of opening up with just starting them by seed.
So, it seems like it's a good way to start if you're a beginner.
Yeah.
Well, it's inexpensive, and again, you just dig a row and keep it moist, and you will get the sprouts.
Right.
You'll have to thin them according to the package instructions, but it's a very easy way because they germinate in 5 to 7 days, so you see activity immediately,
mm-hmm.
and it's really fun, particularly, I think kids like that.
Right.
Like to see things come out of the ground.
And I think the key of that is just getting that uniform watering.
Right.
On there, because when you broadcast seed, whether it's in a row or just in a little small bed that you have, like I have my lettuce beds where I just broadcast the seed mm-hmm. over that, mm-hmm. it's really getting that water to the seeds. I mean, that's really all that they need. When you have those dry spots, that's where you're going to see no plants coming out.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's
pretty obvious.
It's very obvious,
And water is the key. And again, in a small area, the water distribution can be a problem sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you've got a drip irrigation system, you need some sprayers maybe also to cover, like you said, the way you plant your lettuce.
Right.
But I could see, you know, if you're going out there and you have a hose with one of those little attachments that sort of sprays the water out at a nice little pattern. I think that hopefully if our winter is mild enough, that'll keep people outdoors in their gardens and keeping an eye out on what may be sprouting from the ground. And I guess it's also what kind of personality you are. If you're sort of the instant gratification one, you're just going to want to buy one of these plants that's already grown, or you can sprout the seed yourself. And I don't know, I think it's probably more rewarding.
But for $2, you can get a lot of action.
That's right. I mean, you were saying, Bill, that a lot of the things available in the nursery are at very, very reasonable prices.
Right. Anywhere from $1 to $3 or $4 per plant, depending on what type it is and how long and how difficult it is to grow up. But so that you'd have plenty of options.
So we hope that people's thumbs remain green,
right.
Not turn brown with the rest of our plants in our yard. Well, we want to thank you so much for listening today. We're out of time, but we'll be back next week with your October gardening tips. Remember that you can listen to past shows online at ktep.org. Also on our website on the Good to Grow page, we have an email link to the Master Gardeners. You can also reach them on the Master Gardener hotline, which is 566-1276, 566-1276. Again, thanks so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Bill Hooten.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.